it's over. I don't wanna know.
Slow and stupid waitress day.
Big Chief.
How you feeling there, Mac?
Good enough to fuck your mother!
Gorilla.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. It's a dick fur. What's a dick fur? To pee with.
You're excited! Feel these nipples!
It's Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, it's time for Spank Wagon Radio. So sit down, shut up, and get ready for the funny.
Ah, fuck.
Ladies and fucking gentlemen,
what's up?
What's up?
It's the kings of fucking crunk.
You know
you
it.
Know
me.
It.
Your boy Lil Jon,
Lil Jon,
LeBeau,
Big Sam,
Big Sam,
on the motherfucking track,
Rick Rubin,
yeah.
I don't think y'all ready for this shit.
Y'all ain't ready, nigga.
Nothing but some real gangster shit,
gangster shit,
for the niggas and bitches out there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm having a hard fucking life right now.
A hard life.
And I'm gonna give y'all some of my fucking
pain.
Oh, why you fucking with me?
Stop fucking with me!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time, Friday night, once again, for the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio! Damn. That's fucking loud.
Sorry.
Which mic are you on? Oh, you're on that piddly-ass mic.
Check.
Did he move over to that one?
Why can't you move over to the regular big fucking mic? God damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, 6 p.m. Vegas time. Look at your own damn clocks if you want to tell what time it is on your fucking walls.
I love this fucking song.
The fucking thing can't handle the bass. What a bad rip. Horrible fucking rip. All right, ladies and gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Awesome.
We're in the studio. Today, we have, well, the regular four assholes. Trencher here.
Oh, man.
All right, fucking tape him up right now.
That's right. Do it. Get him. Get him. Oh, oh God. Not in the face. Holy shit.
Fuck.
I
sat here taking this shit long enough.
Hey, calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Get the mics up.
So how you guys doing today?
Dude, I'm damn fine.
Hang on.
I don't know. Uh-oh.
Fucking hell. When we kick his ass.
Oh, there we go.
When we
kick Trencher's ass and all of a sudden everything goes to hell? What the
no,
heck?
I had to bring a switch up here. Fuck that.
Get the fuck up,
bitch. Wow.
Boys and girls, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
The greatest radio show ever.
In fact, it is now even better than ever. The three amigos, that would be
Chief,
Gorilla,
and Murphy, we have taken over the studio. Trencher is lying in a pool of his own blood over there, wrapped up in a little duct tape.
Dude, I still say you shouldn't have kicked him in the head, Gorilla.
Oh, fuck that. Dude, stop the go stop the shit out of him again. Fuck it.
He's on the curb.
He's going to curb him. Curb him!
Ow. Wow.
Okay, so.
That was amazing.
Wasn't it, though?
I still can't believe you did that.
Fuck it, dude. I told you we were doing this shit fucking chaos style tonight.
Yeah, apparently so. All right, for all of you listening out there, this is Spank Wagon Radio. If you guys want to call in and tell us what assholes we are for kicking Trencher's ass, you can call toll-free 1-866-587-6257. Or if you live in the Las Vegas area, 702-383-8120.
You can call in also if you want us to kick his ass again, though.
Yeah, if you have any requests, wedgies, maybe noogies, or
Chinese water torture.
If you'd like Gorilla to shave his nuts, you just give us a call and let us know what you want us to do.
Lately.
Wow.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we have a few things lined up today. Weapons of mass destruction. Did we find those yet?
Well, it depends upon who you ask, honestly.
Okay. All right. Also, MySpace again. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. And a couple of little sports tidbits, if anybody had been watching basketball and hockey this last week.
Nobody watches hockey.
Holy shit, it's about a new time.
Oh, come on. Hockey's freaking 10 times better than
we've
baseball.
We've got baseball news as well.
And I fucking know.
Fag. Do we? Oh, yeah, no
That's
kidding.
That's 350.
So let's start off with the old weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, wait, hey, let's take it down a notch. Let's let people know how to find us and all the good shit. We got to give all the intros.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I always forget about
you
want
to bring up some of the bed music there?
Let's see if I can exactly find this here. Here we are.
There we go. Bring it down just a little bit there. Still really loud.
There we go.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. You'll find us at spankwagon.net. Feel free to come on down and join us in the chat room. Come on, check out the cam, which we will turn on here in just a little bit. Once we make sure that someone's securely taped to the floor and there's actual evidence.
I think he's
going to be out.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while.
All right, well, fucking turn it on then.
All right.
For those of you listening at home and like to join us in the chat room, you can go to spankwagon.net and click on the cam and chat link where you can talk to us, and then you get to see us, including the one camera that's flipping blue. We have nothing to do about that. I don't know how to explain it. It's just kind of the way it goes. For those of you that are a little more technically elite and that have never actually kissed a girl before, you can go to spankwagon.net, or excuse me, you can plug irc.slash/net.org into your IRC program. The room is, it's going to be
here,
around LV Rocks.
Yes.
Hey.
Woo!
So how was your week, guys?
Oh, week was actually pretty good. Work wasn't too hard.
Let's see, I sold Blue, got a dog, and hate work.
You sold what?
You sold what?
Blue.
Who's Blue?
My Blue Dodge.
Oh, you sold it?
Yeah.
Wait,
oh,
so
shit.
So what did you get?
I haven't got nothing yet. I've got the 76 Camaro that I can rebuild now.
Wow. So let me guess, the girlfriend slash whatever you call her took the money?
No.
No.
Are you smoking?
Dude, he doesn't even tell her how to listen
to
the show.
Church. I don't. Says it all, dude. My money.
My week was interesting. I actually racked up almost 70 hours worth of work time this week.
Are you serious?
Oh, dude,
holy crap.
I've been pulling cable 4 days this week. Today I actually got to do some actual tech work. But yeah, I hate Republicans even more than ever now.
And why is that?
Well, I'll get into it later. It has to do with laws and shit.
All right. Well, I actually have a question for you.
Shoot.
Now, you drive all around the fucking world.
Yeah, pretty much.
For this job.
Yeah.
Now, I know it gets kind of lonely out there, long stretch of desert highway between here and Utah.
East of Omaha.
So, have you ever seen any weird shit out there?
Dude, I see weird shit all the time.
We're not talking about your...
We're not talking about the drug-induced weird shit. We're talking about the real weird shit here.
No, man, I see some strange shit on the highway. Like earlier on this week, I saw a girl get pulled, or a girl gave me a dirty look at a gas station, then 5 miles later she had been pulled over and looked like she was getting ready to blow the cop. It was, I mean, I always see some strange shit out there, and you always bump into strange shit out on the road. I mean, you never know what you're going to see out there.
Wow.
Plus, you know, spending as much time in Utah as I do.
That's true. You know, that Utah is a very creepy place.
Dude, it's...
They have these little militia towns out in Utah.
I had to go to Parowan on Tuesday. And for anyone who's ever... Parowan is north of Cedar City, and...
This is like straight out of a Stephen King novel, right?
Yeah, no shit. Dude, seriously, I was not white enough for this town. I may be white, but I was nowhere near Caucasian.
Dude, you've actually flashed the studio a couple times, and every time you have, it actually dimmed some of the halogen bulbs we had in here.
Yeah, I was not white enough for this town.
Wow.
It is a scary, scary place.
So did it remind you more of, like, Footloose or more like Desperation?
Yeah. I would say more like Footloose. Not quite Desperation.
Okay.
But it was definitely a little Footloose town there.
That's pretty scary. Yeah, and a lot of these towns, they sponsor that whole Mormon, you know, multiple marriage, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, not out in public. They don't.
There's nothing wrong with having five different wives, dude.
Hell no, dude.
Okay,
I'm trying to convince my
wife. You're not married to the five different women who you have children with.
So, what's your point?
Often referred to as his baby's mamas. Hey, why don't you guys tell the people out listening?
Or what? You jealous?
No, no, not at all. Trust me.
Dude, he's getting his dick sucked plenty. Don't worry about
it. One woman, man.
Granted, it's by himself.
Well, hey, you know. It's that fucking yoga, dude.
Yeah, speaking of yoga, why don't you tell these people what happened last week after the show? Holy shit.
Okay. Apparently, last week after the
Gorilla
show.
Gorilla is the man. Gorilla the man.
Gorilla had money on him.
Yo, yeah, Gorilla is the man. Yo, here, we went over to a strip club.
Tell the whole story. First off, we started by going to
a lame
bar.
Pool.
Because fucking Chief says, yeah, I got some friends. We'll meet us there.
It's the best place ever.
All right, we'll go. So we go to this little fucking bar that sucked. There was a dart tournament going on. It was fucking all old people. The goddamn jukebox, trust me, I loved what was on the jukebox, but I really wish there could have been more, a little more current music.
Yeah.
So we did have a good time. Played Chief's some pool.
I believe that Gorilla and
Chief's
I...
Chief's song got cut off. That's
yes, it did.
Yes, it did get cut off. Thankfully so. Yeah, Gorilla and I, we beat some ass down in pool, though.
Yeah, and I beat a little ass down, too. I started to run the table a little bit myself there, then I started not caring and
so
drinking
because
too much
the,
beer.
Yeah, so because the bar scene sucked, we decided to go over and visit one of the naked establishments here in Vegas.
Yes, we did.
So we get inside this reputable and very respectable establishment.
Very, very much respectable.
Little darlings. Yeah.
We had a good time with that over there. Went inside. Mr. Gorilla proceeded to go ahead and pay for everyone to get in, which was really nice of him. And then 5 seconds later, they saw Chief's work badge and offered to
get us in free.
Yeah.
Damn it. Should have thought of that beforehand. So, what was it? Like 5 minutes after we sit down, freaking one of the strippers is like all over a fucking Gorilla.
One comes and sits next to me and starts talking to me.
Yeah,
comes up and sits next to
Mark. Straddles him. It wasn't so much sitting. It
she
was straddling.
Straddles his lap, then takes her legs, throws them on top of his shoulder.
He didn't even have to pay yet.
He's got vagina 2 inches from his face. Did it smell like you were back in Seattle at the old fish market there?
No, actually it was pretty clean.
She was, she was gorgeous.
And she did the titty thing.
Only
men are able to do that. You guys,
she made the tits dance. It was great.
She did, without jumping up and down.
But yeah, we sat there and hung out. I tell you what, though, walking in there, like 5 seconds after we were in there, it was like, wow, I'm way down there. Why don't you bring me up a little bit there, Callie? There we go. Yeah, it was this is what it was like walking in. All right. There are bitches everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, I can deal with this.
And there was just
vagina
everywhere.
Oh, it's great.
Big titties, little titties, round titties.
Square titties.
Square titties even.
Square titties there.
Twisted titties.
Twisted titties. I mean, we had titties that defy natural laws of physics.
The best part was when two of those strippers started having a conversation right there in front of us over who they got their tits done at.
Yeah.
So that was actually
I actually prefer the silicone tears because if you get the saline ones.
Yeah, here.
No, they're not really.
Mine.
Yeah, and then there was a conversation about whose tits are better and insurance programs for them. It was a great night. We had a blast.
That was pretty fucking awesome.
Right up until I went to the ATM.
You know, and that's the funny thing. I mean, you know, here, you know, Gorilla is. He's got pussy everywhere. There's pussy on his leg, on his forehead, and you know, next thing you know, the good old ATM.
Yeah.
And how much money did you actually drop?
Nothing.
He didn't spend a goddamn dime, dude.
Except for your cover charge.
Sweet.
No, because I tipped, so I spent about $40.
Yeah, walked out of there. He walked out of there, dude. I still don't understand how that
I don't know how he walked out of there.
You see, because when you go with three geeks and you've got the only male testosterone in the area, you're going to get all the pussy, dude.
Yeah, it was
every time.
Yeah.
That was an interesting night. Of course, that could also lead up to why Mr. You know, Trencher is on the floor right now.
We're not talking about that.
Hey, well, you know.
Dude, look, when we go somewhere and he gets fucking mad that there aren't more guys. Dude.
wait, what?
You didn't hear that in the bathroom?
No.
What? Dude, we're in the fucking bathroom. You, me, and him. You're on the far end. I'm in the middle like some fucking monkey. And then...
Hey.
Sorry. And then he's on the left. Dude, I'm in the middle only because there was not another fucking stall or anything open in there. So nobody... I didn't violate the rules. It was the last chance and
so
I was either going to piss myself.
Your nature is actually coming out in the bathroom.
Yeah. So I'm standing there and he goes, dude, there are a lot of people here. I'm like, yeah, man. There are a lot of people here. He's like, I wish there were some more people here. It'd be kind of interesting. I'm like, yeah, dude, if there were more people here, there'd be all guys. He's like, yeah, that's not a problem.
So he wanted a dick wrangler.
I don't know what the fuck he wanted, but he wanted something, man. And it was a little scary. I don't know.
Yeah, that... I didn't hear that. I think he's starting to move around.
Kick him.
Kick him a little.
Just kick him really hard.
All right, hang on. All right.
Trent, don't hit his left.
Oh, wait.
Hang on.
What? Oh...
There we go.
Okay.
Try to hit the left eye. You're going to break his right eye.
Yeah, you know like the only thing I'm really afraid of is that he's going to pull like a MacGyver or something. You know, there's enough electronics in here where he could probably build a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, he's a big pansy, and he's not getting up for a while.
All right. Speaking of nuclear bombs.
You want to get into that?
Yeah, I want to get into that.
It's
I really
do. We're going to bust our nut.
Come on. Staying power. Staying power. Think about when
ass.
You were back in high school.
You know what?
School.
No, there's still something I wanted to talk about relating to that other night. I'm just trying to find it here.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Yep.
This is where I give you guys stretch it out. Straight. Talk more about the vagina. Tell them more about some of the chicks.
Yeah, so, wait. So you went into the champagne gorilla, the champagne room, with a said stripper. So exactly...
strippers.
Exotic said dancers, I think is what they prefer.
Oh, okay, sorry. Dancers. Exotic dancers. So, you know, which one was better and exactly what kind of tricks?
The last one.
The last one, definitely.
The girl with the weird teeth?
Nah.
She had kind of a busted up grill, dude.
Yeah, but she made up for it back there.
What exactly did she do?
She put her head down in between my legs, put her shoulders on my knees, and she flipped her body up where her pussy was right in my face with a pierced pussy from just sitting there fucking playing with it right in front of me, dude.
Was it moist?
It was moist because she just got done dancing and since
it was kind of.
Did you stick your tongue out, dude?
Dude. Gorilla just about busting a nut.
Right there.
Dude, you should have fucking stuck the tongue out, man.
Meanwhile, five bouncers that he didn't actually see in the room just kind of tackle him and probably treat him the same way.
See, that's about the only bad thing about that place is anybody can walk by and just see what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
well, there are
true.
Some private rooms in the back there, too.
Yeah, but only if you're willing to spend, like, freaking $500,000.
Yeah, no
bucks.
Now, I wanted to bring something up about this.
Okay.
Now, as we were sitting there, Trench and I are talking. Gorilla's got vagina in his lap, and I look over and see this. Here is fucking Chief with the most serene look on his face. Fingers together like the little steeple thing. Just looking like the calm and happy lily pad in the middle of the pond. And I just wanted to reach over and punch him in the mouth. I've never seen anyone get zen introspective.
In a strip club.
It got, dude, you looked like the biggest faggot everywhere. I just looked like I was cheap. You want to dance? Maybe later. But you just looked like the biggest faggot in reality.
Okay, I can actually defend myself on this.
Please do.
Strip clubs offer a very unique sociological perspective on
vagina. Lots of it everywhere.
No, seriously, dude. Like if you actually watch the, you know, strippers or, you know,
titties.
And I mean, if you actually watch them.
Say it.
Pussy. Oh, wow. I felt my voice drop like five decibels.
Wait. Hold on a sec. Let me make sure we've got this right for you. Go ahead and bring your music all the way down.
Okay.
I want to make sure we have the right music for you telling your opinion.
All
right.
This is the same song that got cut off in his bar.
You're really a dick, you know that?
I know. So come on, let's hear your perspective.
Okay, so I can't do it with this fucking music, dude.
No, come on, keep going.
Go.
Anyways, no, if you actually watch...
Fuck.
If you actually watch the women and as they peddle their wares, you know, amongst all the other males and females...
Peddle their wares.
Yes.
He already says like
it's really interesting because they do it much better than a shopkeeper in fucking Tijuana. I mean, I'm serious. Like, these girls
work it.
They
are used car salesmen.
They're better than used car salesmen. I mean, and it's actually just really interesting to see what men are immune you know, to their wiles, and what men aren't, you know? You have guys that are just sitting there like, oh God, woman talking to me, 20, 30, you know, all of a sudden he's like $500 in the fucking hole. And then you have, you know, assholes like, you know, Murphy here is like, I don't have, you want a business card? Yeah.
Okay, now wait, here's the defense on that. I went to the ATM to get money out, and I was going to do it. I was going to pull out money.
How much were they charging at this
it
fucking ATM?
It was a $10 service fee to use the ATM.
So might as well just offer you to bend over and take it.
No shit. But then it gets worse. Apparently, if you used your credit card, it was a 20% service fee.
What?
Yeah, if you tried to get money at cash advance, it was a 20% service fee.
Okay, no.
Oh, my fucking God.
Okay, so we've gone through the guy like you that just sits in there.
Okay, okay, yeah.
You got the cheap motherfucker.
It was really fucking interesting,
so what
actually.
What else
you got? Huh?
So well, I mean, you got a profile Trench and me now.
Okay, well, what's... Fucking profile you. You're the one with all the pussy all over your face.
God damn, dude.
I mean,
he was like a fucking magnet.
He was.
As soon as as soon as we walked in, they
just
started climbing on
him. I really think it's a farm boy thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, here, you know, freaking gorilla sits down and all the women are like, oh, he's from Montana. He didn't have to say it. He just had to sit there and
now,
be
wait,
it.
Wait. I did have the 2006 Deja Vu Showgirl of the Year put her tits on top of my head, and when I looked up, rubbed them down into my face.
Yes.
That was kind of nice.
That was pretty nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was...
But I don't know. I had a hard time reading Trencher there.
Dude, he was just...
Wait, ask
happy.
Him. Is he coherent?
No, dude. He's out like a fucking light.
Wow.
Dude, he's out of there.
Yeah,
he's
so
not.
I don't know.
The kind of
like,
that
because
likes
in the beginning, okay, because
play.
Well, in the beginning, he didn't want to go.
Oh! Listen to this bullshit. He was no. I think I gotta go home. I think I gotta take care of things at home. It's like, oh, the wife and kid.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I could go out tonight. Well, I mean, why not?
Okay,
yeah,
you're leaving
yeah,
out the
yeah,
part that
yeah.
I handed each one of you a
wait,
fucking
wait,
dollar for that
and then
dollar
and
right
then hold on. And he says, well, the wife and kid are in Chicago. His wife and kid weren't even there. Oh, my God. His wife and kid were in another fucking state, and he wanted to go home, sit there, and play with himself. Right? Didn't you, you big fucking pansy-ass son of a bitch?
Kick him again for that one.
You know what? No, my foot's tired. Someone else can fucking kick him for once.
Chief. I'm wearing some Docs. All right, hold on. Go.
Chief, hit him.
Go stomp the shit out of him Chief. For a little bit. So, yeah, he, like, finally it was like...
Hit him in the nuts.
Okay, that's enough stomping around there. He's going
to...
Oh, he's going to... Big elbow, baby! Ooh,
nice.
Jesus.
God.
Ow. Oh, yeah.
That's
going to
leave a mark.
That new Slim Jim.
Wow.
So, but yeah, it was. He was just like the biggest fucking pussy ever. And then he was like, oh, do you know what we had to do to get him to go to the club?
Nah.
Fucking Gorilla had to say, I'll pay for you to get in. Then he's like, all right, then I'll go. You say I'm cheap. At least I was willing to shell out the money to get in the fucking club, dude.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Juke.
So, yes, Juke. Trencher is taped to the floor because he wished there were more guys at the titty bar. Yeah, I was in the middle urinal. I didn't really have a whole lot of option about that shit. He wanted more guys at the titty bar. So, yeah.
Well, actually, eventually more guys did show up, except I felt like it was, you know, part of like a Spike Lee fucking movie.
Shit, it just turned into a big dick fest, didn't it?
Oh. Dude, like right, I turn around in my chair, and there's about 20 black guys just all kind of lined up at the wall behind us.
Youch.
Yeah. I'm glad we weren't in prison.
I'm glad we were white.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, you're whiter than I am, dude.
That is
what?
True.
Am
so,
I?
Yeah.
All right, well...
What?
I think we need to... go reminisce about some titties and pussy.
All right.
Can we take a quick piss on...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll go and we'll
all
piss
right,
on
we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more about, well, poor Trencher.
A poor Trencher in life. Guys, this break, we've got something special. We're actually going to be replaying one of the best, even though you told me not to play it. We're going to replay one of the best moments in Spankwagon history of the last couple of months. This would be my opinion on Mr. Chief's MySpace page there.
That is definitely one of the best moments.
So, Gorilla, why don't you tell the people what they're listening to?
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be right back.
And one thing I hate about MySpace pages, and it happens a lot, is people go into MySpace, they create their page, and they put as much crazy fucking shit as possible on these
pages. Okay,
no.
Hold on. MySpace pages are the GeoCities
of 1997.
Exactly.
Now,
let me, they are.
You know who I have found to be the biggest perpetrator of this?
You!
You're fucking MySpace. Oh my God, slows every one of my computers down to a fucking crawl.
How many damn add-ons? And you have everything so fucking dimmed down. Oh my God, I can't even see who your friends are because it looks like I'm looking through not only fog, but fog and asshole.
I can't even scroll. It's like...
Okay. I don't know why that is, because honestly...
It's your coding!
It's you, your fucking broken tags and empty fucking code that means nothing and all the fucking
Close some brackets, please.
Oh my
Close some tables.
Are you guys calling into question my coding ability?
No, because black and white, you can't fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
emo blood angels.
Yeah, your page, dude, seriously, it's like, okay, www.myspace.com/... And everything just drops. Oh my God, you are worse than the whores that I look for with the floating backgrounds. You are worse.
Oh, I hate the floating backgrounds. I hate
the falling hearts.
I hate
shit.
All the goddamn MIDI. Not MIDI. MIDIs are great.
No, the MP3s. Oh, I don't want to fucking hear your shit. There should be a goddamn thing where I can turn it off.
No, but most of them have like five of them playing at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
And then there's all the fucking videos that people put in the comments and all the shit. But you are the worst. You know why? Because you should know better, you filthy fucking whore. Oh my God. Take that shit down. You are not 17 anymore. We are not walking through the Forum Shops at Caesars with you dressed up like the Crow, and it's not even goddamn Halloween. Listen to me. Take their shit off. Put on the normal fucking background. I'm bad too, but at least my shit doesn't make my machine act like a 386 running fucking Napster. You stupid fucking whore. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off! I'm sick of it! I go to your page every day because I was dumb enough to sign up for your blog, you emo son of a bitch! All your fucking weird... You can't even put what a real fucking link is in your blog! All it is it's a word! My radio show! And radio, not show, only fucking radio is the goddamn link! Stop it! Stop it now! Stop it!
Alright.
I want to see the blood vessel blow.
Oh my gosh. I think you need to get hold of Gorilla right now. And
I think Gorilla needs to get a hold of him. Do you feel better?
Dude, I've been waiting. You have no idea how long I've got spit all over my laptop. You have no idea how long I've been waiting for someone to bring up your MySpace page again.
I was
dumb enough to subscribe to your blog, and I don't know how to turn it off. I don't have the time or energy to sit there and figure it out. I was like, oh, Justin's posted a new blog. Let's get a razor blade, because I know this one's going to be exciting for the friends. Oh my God, dude, you are the most depressing individual I've ever met in my entire life. Oh my God! You need to be on fucking Paxil, you dumb son of a bitch! Nobody cares! Nobody cares! You know why I read it? Because I want cancer! And I know this kind of rage is gonna give it to me! Either I'm gonna have a stroke, or I'm gonna have an aneurysm, or I'm gonna have leukemia, and it's all gonna be because of you! And on my deathbed, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna look at your bit dumb emo ass, I'm gonna say, you! And I'm gonna die, and you're gonna have to look my children in the eye and explain why I blame you for my death. You razor blade emo poetry writing son of a bitch.
Wow. I think that he's taking out a little rage on me off of what happened earlier in the show.
So,
No, I'm really not.
Who wants to do Shitty MIDI?
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Wow.
Let's run away from that one.
Do you feel better about yourself?
Dude, I've had that stored up inside of me for like a week and a half.
Okay, well, it's done.
a special news bulletin.
As it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
You're listening to Steak Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
And you're still listening to the greatest radio show ever,
Steak Wagon Radio.
All Welcome right. back, everybody.
Well, we had to untape him.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Untape me my ass.
After we pissed on him.
I'm surprised you can still talk after everything we did to you.
Yeah.
You know, I've been through a lot. I mean, a lot. And that was really nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Dude.
I expected more from a Kung Fu master and a gorilla. Dude, shut up, Scream Bean.
Gorilla curbed you.
All right, listen up, okay?
Hey,
first off,
got some of my piss dripping off your face.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes. Because that's all you're worth, just a little piss.
Oh, hit him again.
You get one shot, one shot.
No, no, hey, you know
use
what?
Use the bottle. Use the bottle.
You know what? Since we've got him up and doing his thing.
Running.
Why don't we do this experiment that we talked about?
Well, actually, I don't know.
What, that?
You know what?
I feel weird over here. Very weird over here. This is not enough buttons to push.
Plus, he's got a whole lot of gel in his hair. Look at that.
What you talking about, man?
Yeah, no kidding.
You look like a wild night after I had sex with you.
You look... Whoa! Okay. I was going to say, you do look like you had a tumble with Gorilla.
Yeah,
I got to say,
you know, my wife is here, folks. We got to keep some things on the down low.
Can we tell her?
Not only the wife.
Actually, come over here, the whiff.
Whiff.
Yeah, the whiff is in the studio.
The whiff is in the studio along with my little boy.
Yeah.
So Squeakers is in the studio as well.
Let's see if we can get him to say something there.
Come here.
You want to say anything? What's up?
Say hi.
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 Look at him. He's just not like, your performing monkey.
He likes the microphone. Yeah. He likes the microphone?
I don't know. It looks like he's going to start eating it.
He better not. We just got back from dinner.
Who knows?
Yeah.
He's confused. Nothing?
Yeah.
He's got nothing.
He is trying to grab for the mic, though. He's like, it's squishy.
There we go.
There we are.
Here, let's see if we can freak him out a little bit.
I don't know.
You got that down a little bit.
Talk about social operant conditioning.
You want him to hate you at this?
No.
What do you mean?
Really?
You mean he already doesn't?
He's freaking out because he can hear me in the headphones and he's looking at us like, what the
fuck? Let's
like,
see. Let's see if we can mess with him a little. No? Nothing?
No?
Oh. Slight reaction.
Yeah.
Okay. Slight reaction.
He's going to kill
Who let
you.
The dogs out?
Dude, I had to beat your ass for that.
So, are we going to do this little
experiment? Let's do the
experiment.
Let's do the experiment. Let me go get the stuff.
Oh, God. Honey, you better take the kid.
You bring him. Mothra's in the studio.
What? What's going on?
Mothra. We had a little Chinese guy came in. He said, oh, look, it's Mothra. And we were like, oh, crap.
Run!
Oh, no.
It hurts. Oh, God, yes, that's right.
What do we do?
Yeah.
Notice.
Yes. Okay, yeah. First off,
Okay, now here's the deal. Everybody knows that there was a rumor going around that if you ate Pop Rocks and drank soda, your stomach would explode. Well,
yes.
We all found that to be
myth,
false.
But Mythbusters actually did bust that myth.
Yeah,
yes. Now, we all know what happens, though, when you take Mentos and dump them in a 2-liter bottle.
Okay, but let me say this. No one knows because you haven't put the video up, just like you haven't put the audio up.
You know what? I just started clipping the audio today, and we did play we replayed Chief. During the break the infamous MySpace
Here's what I want to do. Who here has a t-shirt?
Grab the tape.
Why don't we put... here's what I want to do. And this may be funnier for me.
Hey, we're running the show tonight, not you.
Well, shut up and listen to my opinion at least. All right?
Bring his mic down.
Bring it down. And you walk home.
What? Oh. Wait a minute. That's not cool, man. You know what? You know what part of town we're in. That's not cool. I may be of a darker, you know, persuasion than most of you, but it's still dangerous.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
All right. So here's the thing, though. What I'd love to see Murphy do is make him take a drink of this, just a big mouthful of this, and hold it open, lay him down on the ground, dump the Mentos in, and watch it fly out of his mouth.
But what I also wanted to do was to everyone in just the swallow.
Well, no, not in the studio. We'll have to do outside.
Like a garbage bag.
If we mess up the studio, we're dead, okay?
No, I would like to see what would happen if we were to eat, like each of us were to swallow like two or three of these whole, then take a nice big couple of chugs of diet.
Do you know what would happen if I did that? Because I can't drink soda anyway.
Yeah, well, fuck you. You're not supposed to be here today.
That is true. You only got three, so I'm wonderfully excluded.
We have something planned for tonight. It's...
Oh, my.
Spankwagon science experiments.
Talking about science experiments.
Holy crap.
Look what's going on over here.
Look, there's been some shit in this studio, but...
Oh, my God.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Three fucking men here all surprised to see a little boy get his diaper changed. Okay. All y'all overreacting as if you're some sort of pedophile.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said it. Oh, yeah. He's a pedophile because he's a Catholic priest.
You might want to cover that up.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn it. Shut up, you kids.
Hold on. Wait, what'd you say? I did sleep with him at Disneyland. Yes. That's
wait,
well known.
She had something to say? Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting the
okay, here's the next thing. Murphy's not driving home tonight.
Dude, you're dead.
Okay, so. Yeah, I'm more than willing to do the hole in the mouth thing, but I want to see what happens if
dude, you've
if
always been willing to do the hole in the mouth thing.
Well, you know.
Oh, now you want to talk.
See, something. Now he's all angry.
Say hole in the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, bring down the...
Okay, well, I have a question.
Bring down the bed music real quick.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to be here today.
I know, but
what,
I
you
still
have
a Dante question.
All of a sudden?
Thank you.
Wait. Now... What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought this would be a little better.
What? Why is there a forklift over there?
Yeah, actually, dude, we got to bring in all the science gear.
Oh, my God.
Bring in all the science gear. Motherfucker.
I thought it was just Mentos and Diet Coke.
You got a fucking pallet load of Mexicans. What's this?
Dude, you always need a pallet load of Mexicans if you're not going
union. Did you pick these
guys
up on Eastern and 215?
Yeah, almost.
Actually, I think he got these people from your house.
Oh.
Dang it, man.
Not supposed to tell anybody about that, man.
Okay.
Gay?
Okay.
Okay. ¿Cómo se dice?
Stupid little.
Yeah.
Wow. And just like that, the traffic silences.
I know.
Whack. I did find what something
did I
earlier.
Miss? Did I miss the this week's...
No.
What, Shitty Mitty?
No.
What?
What?
The horoscopes.
No.
The psychic monkey is not an action this week.
We had somebody actually poked him in his third eye, and so he's kind of trying to fix it right now.
Yeah, he's lost.
What are you doing
they
looking
were
at
rubbing
my third eye?
His third eye.
How would you know that I got poked in my third eye? Yeah.
Murphy told me.
He likes your big brown eye.
Yeah, it'd be great.
He likes your big brown eye.
He likes it. He likes your one-eyed snake.
All right, so let's do a little science experiment time.
All right.
Let's science.
Let's do a little background on this. There is a viral video on the internet, and hopefully one of these days Murphy will actually put up the link to
our video.
Oh, yeah. You see, here's the thing. Asking Murphy to do anything is sort of like giving yourself a root canal.
Dude, this thing's already like hyper freaking compressed.
Diet Coke.
Yeah, yes. Diet Coke.
He's slimming his figure down.
You've never seen what happens when you take a Mentos and stick it in Diet Coke?
Thank you. No.
Dude, you take a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, you dump a couple of Mentos in it, and you wind up with a 12-foot fountain of foam.
It's
you
know great.
What? That's kind of the same thing what happens when I give you a bear.
Yeah, two guys on the internet actually made a fountain show with Mentos, and I think it was
two guys,
105
105 bottles of Diet Coke. 105 bottles of Diet Coke.
And something like a billion Mentos.
Let's keep them away from... he'll take
those
candy.
All right.
We got two.
We don't want the little guy exploding, okay?
I'm not sure I want one at this point.
They're just Mentos.
Yeah.
As long as you put
like,
the Diet Coke,
just don't drink the Diet Coke.
Yeah, don't drink the Diet Coke because then your stomach will explode in the middle of the night.
Okay, I have a question. We have introduced a kind of random variable in this. We've been consuming beer all this time.
Oh, yes. So okay, first
so
let's try the mouth experiment.
Up,
let me get a garbage
really,
can real quick.
That means when you finally let it all out, it's gonna stink really bad. beer farts plus Mentos plus Diet Coke.
And plus they've been eating burritos.
Yeah, Del Taco.
Jesus Christ, dude. King yes, Ash is going to come in here and choke.
We are setting everybody else up for death.
I see that.
Death and taxes. All right, so I got the garbage can here.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put, I don't know, what do you think, three of these in my mouth?
Oh, come on, be amazing.
Are you going to swallow them and let them go to your stomach?
I'm just going to put it in my mouth, and then I'm going to
take it. My kid's going to get covered with Diet Coke.
Yes, he is.
Well, what are you, a little squeamish about to give him a bath? What, you don't want to see his piss in the
water? Not that kind of bath.
All right, so let's see how long I can contain this. This is
he was
be
trying
it.
To cap on me, and it's just not going to
work.
Yeah.
All right,
here we go. All right.
Chug.
Ah!
Oh! Wait a minute. You should have seen his face just chipmunked, like, and he couldn't hold it.
Dude, it was like 3 seconds, and my whole like head inflated.
Give me the can.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to do it?
Okay.
Gorilla's going to go into it.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
How many Mentos did you take?
I took three.
All right, so I need to grab two more because I got at least one up your ass.
Ooh, all right. Nice challenge.
He's going for four here.
All right, see how long you can hold it, dude.
I love it. My wife shows up
the day. Swig in the mouth.
Okay, ready? Swig. Okay, ready? One, two, three, four.
Oh, he swallowed it. I saw him swallow it down.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, he's swallowed it. 15, look at his face. 17, 18, 19, 20. Here we go. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
Oh, sick.
That's hard to hold, isn't it?
27. Chris, where Murphy went out, you just kept sucking your face in and in and in.
Well,
in like
I actually let it loose. I wanted to see how big I could get it to go.
Actually, I do know.
For you, it was only like that.
I do know why Gorilla was able to do this.
He practices on himself every night?
Exactly.
Okay.
No, actually, way before this, right before Gorilla gained his psychic abilities, he learned how to circular breathe. All that carbonation was actually going out of his ass.
I was worried you're going
to
be like...
Was that you under my sheets? I'm sorry, dude.
Well, he had to do the... No, dude, come on now. That's not even fair. We all know what's actually in his sheets.
Yeah.
Okay. Chief, you gonna try it?
I don't know. I don't know if I can top Gorilla.
Dude,
I mean,
just to feel.
Come on, you're Kung Fu Master.
Yeah, Kung Fu Master has nothing to do with freaking Mentos and Diet Coke.
Zen Kung Fu guy sitting there at the goddamn strip club.
You taking fire?
All right.
Come on,
five, did you guys talk about the strip club already?
Yeah, we talked about the strip club already.
Okay, how bad did you paint my picture?
It actually wasn't as bad as, say, Gorilla.
Well, you just kind of sat there, dude.
I just kind of sat there, but you sat there and planned. You're like,
he's at the
end of the world.
And then there was
what are we doing
Gorilla
tonight,
who was China this close from his face 2 seconds after we walked in. Girl came in, literally. I'm showing Trench's wife here exactly what happened.
Don't do it to her, though.
She comes in, straddles his lap, then takes two legs, throws them on his shoulders, and then proceeds to have a conversation with him like that.
And then they were asking us if we're cops and stuff. That was
That was
are you cops? It's a bit fucking late if we are. Holy shit. All right, you ready, Chief?
All right, I have five here.
All right.
Oh, God, this is going to hurt.
27 seconds, buddy. You can do it.
Oh, shit.
Someone's vibrating. Jesus,
that's
loud.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to wait.
Put that.
We got the five.
All right, big old thing.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Don't tell me what's happening.
Oh, my God. He's going to explode. He's shaking violently.
23, 24,
oh, he swallowed some. 26,
27, 28, 29. 30,
he's
31,
gonna. Oh, it's gonna wind 32, up on the board in a minute.
I swear to God,
he's gonna lose it. He's gonna lose it. All right.
God, he looked like he was getting anally just probed. He just kept squirming.
Welcome to prison.
He was slapping his thigh, just like I could do this.
All right, now here
tag
comes,
me in, Hogan.
Now comes the interesting part. Can we swallow some of these down? And then chug some diet.
Yeah,
I say you will be able to without any problems because of your stomach acid.
Oh.
Well, let's see if I can even swallow one without something to swallow it with.
I think I have a Mentos in my nose.
No, wait. I just realized the problem with this.
What?
If you swallow, it gets caught in your throat, and you have to take a drink, it's going to blow up in your throat.
That'd be great.
I say we should do it.
Get the can back over here before he does his stupid stuff.
911 right. Ready.
We don't have any water around,
do we?
No.
Yeah, did you bring it this week?
I forgot.
If you start to choke, Chief will give you mouth to mouth.
All right. Well, what? All right. I'm going to use beer.
Hey,
I guess,
don't know the Heimlich, but I'll punch you in your stomach.
You're mixing beer?
Oh, nasty.
Oh, disgusting.
Minced beer.
Just for a little to get it down.
Dude. Mints and beer.
Minty beer.
Okay. That's just.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. I'd be wanting to get away.
Okay,
from
that's beer. Three down.
Even the little guy.
Three down the stomach
you,
there. Let's see what happens.
Okay, chug it, dude. Chug it.
Chug it.
Chug it.
Oh, there we go. There
come
we go.
On.
I expect.
I want. You know, his ass is just gonna explode. He's just gonna fucking levitate.
Oh. Oh, dude, I can feel it.
Is it tingly?
His eyes are
his
watering.
His eyes are watering.
Oh, this is hardcore, man.
Oh my god.
I believe somebody's gonna be chucking.
Does somebody need to call 911? I don't know if any of you out here have.
I can feel it.
I don't know if any of you out there have Mentos experiments, but call us here 1-866-587-6257 and let us know.
Yeah, that was it took a couple of seconds to dissipate, but
dude, and you had Del Taco,
dude. Tonight it's just gonna he's gonna be like online going, oh, need to update.
Yeah.
You did that really well.
Thank you. I'm a pro at this.
Oh my god.
I've been doing radio for years.
Okay, who's next?
No way, dude.
I'll do it. All right, I'll do it.
I love how the trash can is like back and forth. Okay, I'm gonna do it now.
You just feel. You just feel it because the last Mentos will stick in your throat for a second, and as soon as the soda hits it, it just kind of. No, don't use the Diet Coke. Use a little bit of the beer. Just a little.
You gotta use the beer first, son. How does minty beer taste?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Thank you.
That's gonna be worse than menthols, dude. Completely.
Ugh. Yeah, but he smokes those Camel Fags or whatever they're called.
Nah, that's true.
Dude, you couldn't even gotten like, lime even flavored Mentos.
I didn't know.
Yeah, because you are
downing it with beer.
What is tonight's beer of choice?
Tonight's beer would be Corona.
Thank you.
Corona beer.
That's what happens.
Non-official sponsors.
Cue up his emo, would you?
Oh yeah.
Everybody hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great,
by the way,
okay.
Did you point out you put that on the jukebox when we went to play pool and they turned it off?
Yeah. Okay. I'm.
I guess I just gotta go home and listen to the podcast.
Bring down the bed.
That would.
All right.
Come on, chug
there
it.
We go.
Chug it.
All right, just chug some down there.
Come on, chug it.
Slurp it down, chug Captain it. Boy.
You can take more than that. Come on, chug, chug, chug.
You feel it?
Half a bottle down.
Bye-bye. He's got to shake himself like. I think the music's more entertaining than this.
He wants. There he goes.
He's heaving. He's heaving.
Don't heave it.
He doesn't know.
He's not really sure what's going on there.
You know, this reminds me of the time we watched Aliens. Game over, man. Game over.
Oh,
I think Murph's
is that straight?
Wow. Watching you guys heave is hilarious.
Come on, let it out. Let it out.
I think it's stuck.
Punch him in the chest. That'll loosen it up. Just give him a thump.
How about one for the gun?
Come on, Gorilla.
No,
give it,
not
give
the
gun.
Not the gun.
Oh shit, he's gonna hit him. Okay, here we go.
We're gonna help him.
Gorilla's gonna punch.
This is gonna help you, Chief. Chief, this is gonna help you.
Okay, we've got the garbage can up.
The garbage can's up. We're doing open palm fighting style.
Yes!
Oh
shit, he's gonna do it. He's gonna puke. He took a shot right in the sternum. Is he gonna do it?
He's wearing a star on his shirt.
Oh, we got a little saliva.
Was it saliva or chunks of Mentos?
Oh, God, why?
I can still feel it kind of churning in there.
And you wonder why you have stomach problems.
Come on, Gorilla, you got to do it, man.
I actually consider this preparatory, you know, prepping my stomach for fucking China.
Yeah, no shit, guys. Chief is not going to be here next week. He's going to China. Let me have the garbage can. I want to see if I can hold six in my mouth for a minute.
What? Are you nuts? You could even make it 6 seconds, dude. All right, who's got a real watch?
Two.
Hold on. Let me put on some real music. Hang on.
Yeah, lower the bed there.
Here we go. Huh? How many you got in there so far?
I got two. Hang on a sec. Let me put on some good music here for us.
All right, I'll get the clock going for you. Hang on.
All right, bring the house music down and bring this up.
He's tired.
Four. And six.
Five.
Six.
Oh, that's six?
Let's see. One, two, three.
He's opening the
count. No, no, those are his molars.
That is six, motherfucker.
Okay, gross would be if I took one and eat one.
All right, and let's
add
two more to the pot. I got eight.
Eight. Then we'll give you 30 seconds on eight.
No, he's getting a minute.
You want
a minute? If you fail for a minute, I get to punch you in the chest.
Oh, God.
If you're going to spear
Yeah, now that he's halfway into it.
Yep, let's go.
Hold on, now I can speak somewhat normally. That's kind of fucked up, dude. All right, here we go.
Okay.
There we go. Come on. Oh, glasses are off. And here he's chugging.
You gotta hold this. You gotta hold this, dude.
Come on.
Here comes a punch to the
chest. Come on. Just,
what are we at? What
just
are we
remember
at for
the time?
Time
you took
what
it
are we
in
at
the
time?
So
time.
So far, he's only at 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
okay.
15, 16, 17,
tell us when it's over. 18. So he's dying here. His eyes are bugging out. He's holding. It's as if he's never breathed.
Keep going. Because
not only is he fighting the Mentos, is he even breathing?
I don't think so. I don't know.
A little. He's breathing through
his
nose.
I think he's actually deriving oxygen from some kind of chemical reaction.
Six more. You were going for a minute or 30 seconds? Because you just...
Help me!
You just cleared 30 seconds.
You can do it.
Come on, Rocky.
Come
on, Rocky. You can do it.
You can do it!
45.
He keeps taking more. He knows he's washing away the old stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, he's leaking. Look at that. He's fucking leaking.
Should we put a Depends on
out of
head?
His eyeballs.
All right. You hit a minute.
You hit a minute. You win.
All right.
We're going for more.
So does this mean he gets to punch
no.
you?
I think he got some on Trencher's shoe.
Yeah, just a tad. Squeakers is freaking out here.
Only seven came out. I ended up swallowing another one.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, we're having some more tacos.
It's so exciting. My kid's freaking out.
All right. Come on, Trench.
The fuck? I'm not doing anything like that.
Come on, man. Just hold it in the mouth.
No.
You're a big old pansy, aren't you?
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
All right. So get out. All right.
Woo.
Oh, not bad.
Healthy.
Not bad. That was a good one. I'm proud of you. You going to go rough now?
No, I'm okay.
I got to go poo, guys.
Yeah, sometimes I do have to shit in the middle of the show. This is not one of those times.
Maybe I got an extra diaper for you.
I'm sure Squeaker can loan you one.
What are we listening to?
This is White Moon by the White Stripes.
Oh, well, not anymore.
Okay, yeah, I turned that off. Alrighty, wow, well, that was interesting. So it's 7 o'clock. Why don't you guys, what do you say we take one more quick break, and then and this will be a real quick one, and then we'll come back and do some news stories and play that Taser video
All
we were
right.
talking about.
Let's All right, do
well,
it.
I'll tell you what, guys. I might just jet, because you got everything perfectly well under control.
Are you sure you can move after the beatdown you had?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I can move.
You know what? I'll help you down the stairs.
Oh, thank you. You might want to have to carry the whiff down the stairs more than me. Just whatever you do, don't cop a feel.
Yeah. Oh, dude, right. you so know he is.
I know.
Oh, man.
He's like, I love this, strippers.
Yeah.
It's been a week since I've gotten that kind of action.
I like them redheads.
Natural otherwise.
Yeah.
But I got to ask a question. Did they mention the ethnicity of your first stripper?
Oh, do we have to? She was the hottest black chick I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Was it a brown house with pink shutters?
Yes.
Okay, just had to ask that. I have to ask
nice.
That.
It was jungle fever back in the champagne room, let me tell you.
It was definitely nice.
Well, okay, since you're getting off out of here, wow, that's the shortest mic cable ever, isn't it? Since you're getting out of here, why don't you tell them what they're listening to, and we'll get the hell out for the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever!
Spankwagon Radio.
You guys, doing great. I'll listen to the rest of this on the podcast. Have fun, and say hello to all the listeners for me.
We'll be back.
In a wooden boat in the shipping lanes with the freighters towering over me, I can hear the jets flying overhead, making lines across the darkening sky. And when the sun is going down, I can take a taxi into town, and the waiter at the restaurant sets a table just for one. rapidly in our cities in the sun. Wheels keep on spinning round, spinning round, spinning round. Wheels keep on spinning round, spinning round and round. Karaoke bar by the banks of the mighty Bosphorus is a Japanese man in a business suit singing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And the muscular cyborg German dudes dance with sexy French Canadians while the overweight Americans wear their patriotic jumpsuits. Wheels keep on spinning round, spinning round, spinning round. Wheels keep on spinning round, spinning round and round. Oh no. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio here at SpankWagon.net. Just want to say thanks to the man Trench for stopping in there.
He finally got off.
Yeah. You can also eat the peanuts out of my shit.
Unfortunately,
kick him down the stairs.
Ew.
Yeah, I need new material. You've been using the same bed music for 6 years. I don't want to hear it.
What? Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I guess his wife was listening, and she came in and untied him.
Yeah, she came in. Oh,
what?
That fucker. What he turned off ours. That's fine. Take the lights down. That's fine with me.
This is kind of creepy. It's kind of creepy, like when we used to climb
Why
the rope in gym class.
Why do you have an anal butt plug that glows?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Chief, take it out, dude.
Sorry.
Damn. He puts it in, takes it out. It looks like someone going insane with a clapper. Don't mind me. I'm chewing on a Mentos.
That's okay. We're going to get the electric.
Is that one of the ones that came back up, or is this a new one?
I don't know, honestly.
Okay, so what is this that you have about a taser?
Oh, I got some great taser footage. Why don't you bring my audio up there, pal?
Okay.
Is this with you with
Whoa,
the taser?
Oh, kill your music there. Tell me when.
All right, go ahead and bring me back up.
Okay, you're up.
So everybody knows taser videos are always a blast.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I've got a fun one here. Why don't you go ahead and bring the music, the bed music down there?
Okay.
Bring it down.
God, why'd you have to freaking taser me?
So is this the video of you and
No.
Well,
actually, it'll give you everything you need to
know. Is this that penile taser thing that you put up your pee hole?
No. Here.
It started on March 14th. I was contacted by my officers, and they said they had an unruly person in our jail that was just absolutely going berserk. So I went down there and contacted my officers, and what I saw, what I just couldn't believe. There was this guy in one of our holding cells that was just going nuts. He was yelling at everybody that was coming by. He was doing circles within the cell itself, making really no sense other than he wanted to fight. It was my impression he wanted to fight. We later found out that he was under the influence of crystal methamphetamine. Crystal meth is commonly referred to.
Wait, pause that for a second.
At least 3 days.
Wait, this guy's in jail?
He's in a jail cell.
And he's on crystal meth.
Well, they had just brought him in. It was looked like a holding cell. And the camera inside there is unbelievable. It's covered in spit. The guy's jumping up and down. He's hawking loogies up on there.
So he's acting like Gorilla.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
He had told me that he had a little bit of sleep, but he didn't really know how much. So he was out of it. I mean, he had a goal. And he even said that his objective was to fight us. You'll see in the video, as we make our approach to the door, he even goes more berserk. He stands up. He stands off in a fighting position. Come on in. The officer tried to open the door. He tries to reach and grab the door to pull it open. The officer says, stand back, get on your hands and knees, put your hands behind your back. The order was given 3 separate times. When he did not comply, I said, open the door. When he opened the door, the advanced taser was deployed, and we got immediate effect.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there he is.
Kick his ass!
It kind of sounded like what we did to Trencher earlier.
Dude, I love taser videos.
How many tasers did they hit him with?
Just the one.
Was it like the Uber Taser 5 billion?
I think it had to be amped up on it.
In fact, he was not charging us. He stiffened up like a board and slid right down to a position where my officers could move in and contain him quickly without any further injury to him or any of my
That's
officers.
That's just one guy with one
and
taser.
And what was even more amazing, after this whole incident was said and done, he was apologetic. He was sorry. He told that there was nothing that he has ever been hit with that has ever devastated him the way that the advanced taser has.
Oh my God. He likes to fight.
He loves to fight. And this one, and some of the stuff that he said in the video is telling.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Roll on your stomach.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
That sounds like a challenge.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually been hit by a taser before. We did a couple stories on it at the old news station there. And I'll have to say, that shit hurts like a motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, there's no way I'm going to get involved in that shit.
All right, so we need to bring in that penis one and tase you?
Yeah, why not? I'll do it again, but holy shit. Like, I mean, it really does debilitate you. Like, you cannot do anything. Which really makes me wonder. There was a couple instances here in Vegas where, yeah, a gentleman that gets tasered like 5 or 6 times and he won't go down. Like, how the hell do you do that?
I don't know. As long as you're grounded, you're going to be fine. You have no idea, do you?
No, I understand the laws of thermodynamics. Thank you.
If he's holding on to anything that's going to fucking ground
him. No, but still, that charge goes through your body regardless if you're grounded or not.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's creepy. All right, what else do we got here?
Well, we got a couple of other items here. I know there's some news you wanted to talk about. Why don't you go ahead and...
What, the whole MySpace thing?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, apparently MySpace is being sued here. Wonderful, wonderful thing. Damn it, now I got to pull it back up. But apparently MySpace is being sued by a 13-year-old girl because apparently the website's, I guess, security features that protect minors are not, I guess, as well-developed as they should be. So she meets a 19-year-old that she hooked up with on MySpace. And, yeah, he raped her.
What?
Yeah, you know, he seriously. Like, I guess apparently she says that he lied about his age. He picks her up from school, takes her to dinner, takes her to a movie, and then, yeah, he rapes her. And so now the young woman is suing MySpace for $30 million for not protecting her.
Yeah, because it maybe couldn't be her parents' job to find out what she's doing.
Well, I mean, here's my question with all this. And, I mean, it sounds really horrible, but it's almost the same case as in Aruba. You have a young woman who obviously makes just a really, really dumb choice. I mean, with Holloway in Aruba, you know, she's there in a foreign country. She's in a foreign province. And she has to know that the security there is not like the United States. And she goes off with men that she doesn't know alone. You know, and it's just like this 16-year-old girl off MySpace going to visit that 20-year-old guy in freaking Afghanistan
that's
or whatever.
That's some crazy-ass shit there.
Having a party,
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, use some common fucking sense, people. Thank you. Yeah, that's probably the most intelligent thing I've ever fucking said. But I mean, again, it is up to the parents to kind of monitor what their children, you know, are doing on MySpace, too. Because that's some scary shit.
MySpace is, you know.
Wait. How old is your daughter?
She's 9.
Okay, she's 9. So like, she's getting to be about that age where she's really going to want to start messing around with like things like MySpace and all those friend chat things and everything.
You know, I use MySpace as a tool to, you know, find whores. I really do.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
We use it to find guests and to keep in contact with our friends.
Yeah,
and
we use it for networking.
Don't forget, you can always go back to check us out on our website or our MySpace page at spankwagon.net
MySpace.com/spankwagon. We are on MySpace.
Let's bring up the MySpace page here.
And really, the only sexual predator on there is really Gorilla.
Let's see. We do have 15 friends now. Woo! Including Miss Blue Buddha. She is on there. You know, speaking of MySpace, I did want to bring up the fact that you've gone from faggot to fucking faggot with this new picture on your page.
Oh, the whole Zen with the river thing. What? How is that bad,
dude? You're a spick.
Okay.
You're not some little Japanese man.
Okay.
So the picture of you sitting there on a rock trying to be all zen-like?
Yeah.
That'd be like me walking through the hood with a ghetto blaster. It just ain't happening.
Or?
Yeah, except there's a big difference. If you did that in the hood with a ghetto blaster, you get shot.
Of course, you could have done the same thing. Just take a picture of him in the strip bar like that.
Yeah, exactly. I think I have the same look on my face.
I would not doubt it.
What was that?
I have no idea.
That was... Oh, that's so funny. Okay, talk to me about weapons of mass destruction.
Well, some interesting things happened last week with weapons of mass destruction. Let me make sure I've got all the stuff we need for that, because it is a kind of an interesting story. Where the hell did that go?
Where did it go?
Holy shit.
Are you talking about the Pennsylvania Representative Weldon?
That would be, no, Rick Santorum.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Santorum decided that, we had found weapons of mass destruction. In fact, let me bring up the quote here. I can find the correct page.
Got it.
There we go. Okay. This
Damn
is what
internet.
Yeah. This is what Mr. Santorum had to say last week. He said, "Congressman Hoekstra and I are here to tell you that we have found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, chemical weapons. Since 2003, coalition forces have recovered approximately 500 munitions that contain degraded mustard or sarin nerve agent." excuse me.
I think he just hit Gorilla with a fucking Mentos.
Despite many efforts to locate and destroy Iraq's pre-Gulf War chemical munitions, filed and unfiled, pre-Gulf War chemical munitions are assessed to still exist. Something really interesting, though, came out just shortly after that, was a statement from the Pentagon.
All right.
We ain't found shit.
That's right. The Pentagon came out and said...
That is an official quote, by the way.
That is an official quote. The Pentagon came out and said, yeah, he's on the crack, and we...
I didn't know Leroy worked for the government.
Yeah. Let me read you the exact... Oh, jeez.
Where did this come from?
You okay, dude?
Yeah, just had a little hum. Stars playing there. Well, the Department of Defense and the Pentagon basically said... flatly, let me give you the exact quote. They flatly disavowed the congressman's weapons of mass destruction claim. Fox News' Jim Engel contacted the Department of Defense, who quickly disavowed Zentorm and Hoekstra's claims. Defense Department official told Engel flatly that the munitions hyped by Zentorm and Hoekstra were not the weapons of mass destruction for which the country went to war.
Wait, exactly why did we go to war again?
It was for weapons of mass destruction. No.
Oh, wait.
It was for freedom.
Oh, wait.
No, wait. It was oil. No, wait.
Terror.
That was terrorism.
Wait.
Because we gotta fight those terrorists.
Wait, yeah.
Terrorists. Yeah, so...
Oh, God. I cannot wait until elections. I really can't.
It's gonna be a fun time in this country.
I mean,
it'll be something new.
I mean, the GOP really has to be...
you chucked your hair,
bro?
The GOP really has to be kind of like on its dying throes right now. I mean, it's been hit time after time with corruption and scandal and misinformation, and I mean, it's just like holy fucking shit. Why did we elect this guy twice?
Well, we didn't, but
everybody in the administration is bailing.
Yeah,
Secretary of Transportation freaking just
which,
resigned.
Funnily enough, is the only Democrat in his entire cabinet.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, well, he's had chronic back problems for a long time now, and he did need to quit. So that's kind of a
so much.
Kind of a bit. Well, I don't know about that. I'm sure that Lieberman's trying to get that place. Hey, Studio Troll, I know you're out there.
Where
let's
is
see
she?
If we can get her to take the experiment.
Yeah, let's see.
Come on
let's
in
see.
Here, baby.
Do you like Mentos?
Troy.
Is she out there?
She was.
She's out there. We heard her.
I think she's doing...
Go track her down, Gorilla.
I think she's doing something in there.
There she is. Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
Hey, look.
No, come on in. Hi, boobies. You want to play a game with us? It's called Watch Your Face Inflate like a Zeppelin. What you do, and we've all done it. What you're going to do is take three or four of these and just hold them in your mouth, and then take a big old swig of Diet Coke and just try and hold it in your mouth for as long as you can.
Yeah. Yep.
Murphy, I already saw your previous experiment with the Mentos in the bottle.
Oh, yeah, the Mentos in the bottle was fun, but imagine it in your mouth.
I've said that to her. Dick men before.
No. This is... Oh, God, I love it.
This would be like a team of black men.
Oh, wait.
Well,
here we go.
Murphy's having flashbacks from the strip club last week now.
I'm looking for truffles. No, do you want to try it?
I think you just got really lost in there.
Come on, give it a shot. Here, give her the... Okay, get the garbage can, because you're going to need it.
How'd you find your way out of those boobies?
Dude, road mapping a freaking headlight. Okay.
Those are very, very...
One of these days, she's going to let me do that in her crotch, and it's going to be wonderful. Okay, so... I'll try again
like
later.
Spelunking.
Okay, no, you need a few more, like three or four of them.
Three or four.
Just trust me.
Dude, he put like freaking
don't
eight in his
up.
Mouth.
Just hold him whole in your mouth.
Like
yeah, I know.
Just don't swallow.
Now, I did eight, so...
I should have smoked my bowl before I did
that. All right.
Should have brought some for everybody, damn it.
I did.
Sweet. All
right. No, don't swallow them. Just hold them in your mouth. And then...
I always swallow.
We'll be right back. No, I'm kidding. Okay, no. Put the beer down. You don't need the beer. You're going to hold them in your mouth. Okay, take a nice big sip of beer.
Have that cheap fucking...
Oh, keep drinking. Keep going.
Beer.
Chug. Oh, okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a handful of those Mentos. You're going to hold them in your mouth, and then you're going to take a big swig of Diet Coke and hold that in your mouth as well, and try and keep your mouth closed and try and hold it all in.
And then when you can't hold it no longer, you spew it towards...
Yeah, spew it when you can't hold it any longer.
Towards Murph.
Oh, Christ.
Don't worry about the can.
Okay.
As she puts the can right between Murphy's legs.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to aim the crotch. Okay, so just hold him in the mouth. Don't swallow. I know this is a strange thing for you. Big old swig of Diet Coke and hold it all in your mouth.
Try and hold it close.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
he wasn't ready for that.
Action.
Oh, she's trying to hold it there.
Are we going
to
do the nose
trying
plug?
To hold it.
Holding? Yeah. Oh, she's squishing.
She looks
around.
Like she could do a cum gargle really well, doesn't she?
Dude.
She swallowed it. That was the problem. She swallowed it all down.
I think
I think
it was an involuntary reaction.
I'm like holding up this little scrap of paper towel.
Oh my god! I didn't know somebody's like cheeks could inflate like that.
She definitely.
Oh! And nice. Face down in the garbage can.
And
there we go.
I had it. That's
been tonight's experiment. She's tripping over shit again. Yeah, that's been tonight's experiment. And then, if you really want fun, what did I get it all over my?
Yeah.
Oh.
And your mouth is fresher.
Oh, God. She did get it everywhere, didn't she?
You know, and oddly enough, I'm minty winter fresh. Oh, God.
No, dude. Yeah, I was asking for the paper towels, asshat.
Oh.
What if you wanted more Mentos?
Bring your head up, dude.
Well, you're pushing my head between your legs.
Shh. They're not supposed to know that out there. You're going to need a few more paper towels, sweetie.
Now, what was the point of this?
Just to see how long you can contain
Stop
it.
Stop talking. Put your head down.
Well,
there we
had
go.
Had I not been made to laugh, I think I could have done that.
All right.
I held eight in my mouth for a minute. That was hard.
Yeah, if he didn't do it, I was going to punch him in the chest.
Yeah, I had no choice on that one.
Maybe you ought to make me that same deal.
I can only see three or four, but I'm thinking all the holes, not just the mouth. Oh, that was out loud, wasn't it?
I'm leaving the studio.
Her ass just started to twitch a little on that one, I think.
Wow. I don't know. She was hovering on the, you know, halfway on the verge of horror and halfway on the verge of intrigue.
That could be a lot of fun.
Three or four cocks? Oh, you mean the Mentos. Sorry.
You keep walking in.
Wow. All right, so what's going on in sports, dude?
Well, before we go to sports,
I
have something I wanted to play. And since we did have the troll in here and we've had some holes viciously filled with liquid tonight, let's look at another gaping hole of a wound of a company, and that's going to be AOL. All
right.
This has been working its way around the internet for the last little bit now, and I wanted to make sure everyone got a hold of this. Now, we'll stop it periodically during, but this is the sort of phone call that is going to make you want to go home and choke a kitten. Ready?
Yes.
Hi, this is John at AOL. How may I help you today?
I wanted to cancel my account.
Sorry to hear that. But pull your account up here real quick. Can I have your name, please?
Vincent Ferrari.
Hey, Vincent. And for the privacy and security, can I have last 4 digits of your payment method, please? All right, thank you very much. Okay. Been this account for a long time?
Yep.
It's just quite a bit. What was causing you to turn this off today?
It reminds me of working with Prodigy.
Yeah.
Do you have a high-speed connection, like a DSL or cable?
Yep.
Okay. How long have you had that? The high-speed?
Years.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm showing a lot of usage on this account.
Yeah, a long time ago, not recently.
The Pops Ferrari account was on 71 hours since the 24th of last month.
No, he wasn't. He doesn't even have the AOL software installed on his computer. You're looking at AIM usage, probably.
No, AIM usage doesn't come on to this.
He doesn't have the AOL software installed on his computer.
So this is your father, then?
Yep.
Okay. I'm looking at this account.
Either way, whatever you're saying.
Well, what's causing you to turn this off today? I mean,
I don't use it and he doesn't use it, so we're canceling. I'm telling you he doesn't use the account. The software is not even on his computer. So.
Well, okay. I mean, is there a problem with the software itself?
No, I don't use it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just don't need it anymore.
Okay. So when you use this, I mean, use the computer, I'm saying. Is that for business or for
Dude, what
for
difference
school?
Does it make? I don't want the AOL account anymore. Can we please cancel it?
Well, on June 2nd...
Why is this guy...
Wait.
What is wrong with
this
guy?
Well, AOL has a retention program that they're supposed to try and do, you know, a reasonable amount of things to get their customers to stay. There has been a mass exodus from AOL over the last couple of years, especially with the invent of broadband.
Oh, yeah.
So this is one of their retention specialists, and they have a script that they have to go off of. But wait, it gets better.
Been on for 72 hours. on June 2nd.
I don't know how to make it any clearer.
Last year was 540. Last month was 545 hours of usage.
I don't know how to make this any clearer, so I'm just going to say it one last time. Cancel the account.
Well,
please.
Explain to me what's why.
I'm not explaining anything to you. Cancel the account.
Well, what's the matter, man? So, I mean, I'm just trying to help here.
You're not helping me. You're helping me with.
Yeah, I am trying to help.
Helping me. Listen, I called to cancel the account. Helping me would be canceling the account. Please help me and cancel
it wouldn't account. Actually.
Cancel
Turn
my
off
account.
Your account.
Cancel
the
account.
Worst thing that.
I don't want to choke a kitten. I want to choke this freaking tech support guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wait for it. It gets better.
I'm not an angry person, but I'm getting angry.
Cancel the account.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
Is your dad there?
My dad. I'm the primary person on the account, not my dad. Cancel the account.
Okay, because I'm just trying to figure out.
Cancel the account. I don't know how to make this any clearer for you. Cancel the account. The card is mine in my name.
Okay.
The account is mine and in my name. When I say cancel the account, I don't mean help me figure out how to keep it. I mean cancel the account.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what anybody's done to you, Vincent, but this is kind
of... You're annoying the shit out of me. That's what you're doing to me. Cancel the account, please.
Okay. Now that goes both ways, my friend.
Good. Could you please cancel the
account? Oh, beat down.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of him, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, wait.
Wait. What the fuck is that smell?
Studio
troll. I think the studio troll's out there with her bowl. Nice.
Holy wow.
All right.
Someday, freaking BC.
All I was trying to do was help you, and it was actually in your best interest to listen.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, yeah, great.
When that epiphany happens, then just give us a call back.
Wait.
As a process your cancellation request, I'd like to tell you about a free benefit available for valued members like yourself. We'll continue to provide you some features available.
Don't want it. I know the drill. I don't even want it. Don't even bother. Just
if you want me to cancel this account, you're going to let me speak. And give this paragraph, okay? Because if not, we can star you all day. I really don't care. But you're going to listen to me.
Oh, my God.
You're going to listen to me.
Can I speak now?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate that. As I process your cancellation request, I'd like to tell you about a free benefit available for valued members like yourself. We will continue to provide you some features of the ABLE service even after the membership has been canceled. At ABLE.com, you can keep your existing email, buddy list, address book, and more at no cost for as long as you like. There's no catch. This is AOL's way of continuing our relationship with you. We know you enjoy keeping your same email. Just go to AOL.com.
I don't know. Like, all of you in the freaking chat room, like...
cancellation, we deliver to your free AOL.com email for 24 hours. Complete this cancellation with the following important details to solve life connection.
And right there is where the guy hung up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, for all of you in the freaking chat room, like, what would you do to this guy?
If you've got a story like this or a similar thing,
call
give us
in,
a call.
Please.
Yeah, please. We'd love to hear if you
1-866-587-6257. Tell us about your horrible tech support.
You know, seriously,
story.
If this would have been me on the phone, I would have fucking lost it. I would, and I have in the past.
No, I know you like have. This. You've lost it worse than you lost it to me from my MySpace.
Well,
page,
AOL
hey?
Did publicly say, because this has been out for about a week now, AOL has publicly said that the guy who did this, he no longer is with the company. Can you believe that shit?
You will listen to me.
You will listen to me. I'll be like, what?
Well, is your dad there? No, it's my name. I'm the account holder. And the guy's debating with him. You know what's really funny, though? Because seriously, can you imagine if the guy could bring up all the history? Well, you know... it seems here that you've been to, you've used the search engine to look for,
BigCox.com.
BigCox and what is that? Unwed mothers and underage children looking for hot anal sex. Oh, keep the account on. I'll pay double. I mean, can you believe that shit?
See, and this is one of the reasons why I'm really afraid, not even so much by AOL or, you know, some of the other big companies out there, but by this whole, like, net neutrality issue that's going around.
You know?
It's like all these ISPs and all these cable companies, all these phone companies are going to be able to do that to everybody.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The net neutrality had an interesting provision the other day.
All right.
And I do believe, let me scroll down here and see if I can find
Duke's it. Like, I want to create an AOL account just so I can call in counsel.
So let me see if I can find this here. There is something about net neutrality I did bring up today. I don't know if it's still there, though. There was a net neutrality almost died by one vote, but I do believe they took the amendment out. You know what? I can't quite find it right now. I'm sure we can look for it later. We did want to talk about Ozzie Gillion, though. Who? Ozzy Guillen is the, Ozzy is the, excuse me. Oh, he's the White Sox skipper. And he had something interesting to say about one of Chicago's reporters. Called him a fag at a press conference.
Sweet.
So he got fined, I think, about $350,000 and is now being forced to take sensitivity classes.
Sensitivity classes.
Yeah, sensitivity classes.
Is that where you just walk around with a bat?
Yeah. A lot of people have called Ozzy a crazy Venezuelan, but this, seriously.
Some people actually said that we needed sensitivity training.
And I say, fuck them you. In their asses. So, yeah, Ozzy had an interesting thing there to say. And, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Ozzy basically said, look, and they told him that he had to apologize. He said, look, I'll go whatever classes they tell me I have to go to. If I have to pay a fine, fine, I'll pay a fine. But if you want me to apologize for calling some guy a fag, you can eat the peanuts out of my shit. So, that was an interesting little turn of events there.
Wow.
So.
Well, I mean, you were telling me earlier that, I mean, saying like fag or faggot is not even so much a derogatory term anymore. It's just like calling somebody an idiot.
You know, calling someone a fag, we salute you, Studio Troll. She's going to go into the bathroom following Hesh. Oh.
It was. Oh, yeah, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Nasty, dude.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you know, it'd be great. Hey, Gorilla, why don't you go hold that door closed? So she can't escape. No, calling someone a fag these days is like calling them retarded. It's not a slur against, you know, people with Down syndrome or people that are homosexual. Even fags call each other fags. No, calling someone a fag now is just calling them lame. It's like calling your friend a pussy. It's like, oh, dude, you're such a fag.
Gee, we said a fucking pussy. Hey.
Dude, how many times last Friday did we call Trench a fag? Holy shit, calling someone a fag or a faggot, which I love that word.
Faggot.
That word just has so much power to it, and it's great. Now,
play that clip.
Oh, yeah, where's it at? Where's our little friend Jimmy? By the way, I hope all of you have been watching Lucky Louie on HBO, his show. He is unbelievably hilarious in that. That has got to be one of the best shows on TV. Here it is.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
Yeah, that'd be little Jimmy Norton there. Calling someone a faggot's just not powerful anymore. I mean,
I don't know though. Things seem to be going a little crazy with political correctness, though.
Well, see,
even recently here in Las Vegas, I mean, you have a young woman who's valedictorian at one of the local high schools gets up to give her valedictorian speech, and she mentions God, and the administration cuts her mic.
It wasn't just a mention of God; it was a very thanking God for everything that's going on in her life, and all of this wouldn't be responsible. I mean,
well, that's her valedictorian speech.
I mean, I can understand why she would say that, but I can also understand why the school district would cut her off because she had been warned about that too.
Well, the thing is, it's your speech, and honestly, if that's what she believes got her to where she is as valedictorian, you know, she has a podium. I'm sorry.
But it is.
I mean, trust me, I don't
want
to listen to a sermon as much as the next person, but at the same thing,
we're
it's
sorry,
like,
sweetie. Y'all right? Do you need a hug? She looks bad.
She turned green.
I think her right side of her face.
I think we need
away.
To get an oxygen tank. Hey, we haven't gotten a boob shot yet. I did get the face
some,
down in there, but
I think even the
boobies have wilted after being in there.
Can we see some titties, or are we? Or is it too late in the day for that?
Do you have X-ray vision?
No.
Break them out. Let's see them.
Okay, if you had X-ray vision, then you can see some titties.
I got $1 lap dance last Friday, so I'll give you $1.
You know, your little Superman tattoo reminds me of a comedian that I just heard recently. He says, you know, after the movie comes out, you know, he says, I'm watching all these guys walk down the road with these Superman tattoos, and it just makes me want to pull out a gun, shoot him in the chest, and while they're laying there on the ground, bleeding to death, go, see? You're not.
Okay, now, wait. I've had this Superman tattoo for Ooh. Those are titties. Oh, hey.
Quick,
hey, wait.
Bite one.
Oh, look,
bite one. Quick,
you
bite one.
You can see where the piercing is supposed to go. Why is there no? Oh, that's right. You had to take them out, didn't you?
Several times.
Look at that. See, haha. I got to play with nipples. You guys didn't. So, no. You
dude,
know,
you're
I love
so that. Gonna die after the show.
I've had a Superman tattoo
be
for,
a long trip
for almost
wife
10 years
is
now.
Missing, and she's going to like, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you invite me home, right?
I would love to bring you home with me. That
well,
would just be awesome.
Can we throw you out though?
Yes. You guys can do whatever you want. I have a camera in the bedroom set up already, so it's fine. No, you know, I've had a Superman tattoo for years now, so, I mean, that's just kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, he takes a hit to the chest and he still cries.
Hey. Yeah, well, you know.
I was going to say, so theoretically, you should have been shot in the chest a long time ago to be have it proven to you.
Either that or I should have fallen off the horse and been paralyzed from the waist down.
You go to hell and you die.
Dude, we know I'm going to hell. Hey, boys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It'd be time for
Shitty Mitty.
That's right. Go ahead and bring the music down there, buddy.
All
right.
Here we go.
Okay. So we have certainly got ourselves a fun Shitty Mitty tonight. Why don't you go ahead and tell the people how to play there, Chief?
All right. What you have to do is listen to our wonderful Shitty Mitty, identify the artist and the song, and then call in at 1-866-587-6257 and collect your jack shit prize.
You got it? Bring it up.
Where is it?
Bring it up.
Hold on, ass monkeys. All right, so here is this week's Shitty Mitty. Let me go ahead and get that started.
What?
So that's right, call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS to play Shitty Mitty. So that would be this week's Shitty Mitty. I know everyone here in the studio knows what it is, including the studio troll. Let's see if we can get some outside involvement, guys.
Come on, guys.
Let me give you a little more. Call in now. Yep, that would be this week's Shitty Mitty. Oh, Juke, you are wrong.
Oh.
You don't win a copy of the home game. You don't win all these beautiful prizes. Chief, why don't you tell him what he's lost?
Well, Juke, let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people, and you brought shame and disgrace upon your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
Oh, that's gotta suck.
Ouch.
Still no one's calling in, huh? Mm-mm. Assholes.
I don't think any of us were born.
No, I don't think we were.
No.
We know someone who was.
Yes, we do.
I was born by a lake.
You were born by a lake. I was born in a shitty little English town, and
I thought that was a garbage can.
We don't even know.
You were born around a Mexican hat dance, weren't you?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Yeepa, yeepa, yeepa! That's right, call in now, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That is, give them the digits, Chief.
587-6257.
Trench isn't here and no one picks up the phone.
Yeah, I know. Nobody loves us.
Dude, can we get the studio troll in here to give us lap dances?
I don't know.
Gorilla, say something witty.
All right.
Anyone want a Mentos?
No.
I got them all over.
Ew.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing?
Are these the ones
I don't know. Like nobody's calling in, and...
Dude, we have the biggest bunch of introverts for
I don't
listeners.
Know.
I don't know. Toe said it was easy, so...
Yeah, Toe said it was easy, but Toe hasn't called in. Juke tried, but He just got lamb blasted.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Shazad just joined up. I mean, maybe we should replay it for Shazad.
All right, we'll start it from the beginning then.
I think Juke
This is a fucking gay show.
I think Juke got it there.
Juke did get it, finally.
Wow.
That would be Born on the Bayou by
Creedence Clearwater. Creedence Clearwater.
Could you be any louder?
No.
Yeah, just do what you were doing there. No, don't say anything.
Jesus. Do it again. I swear to God, I'll knock the shit out of you.
This is a fucking gay show.
All right, let's hear the original.
All right, yes, the correct answer is Born on the Bayou. But, Juke, I have to tell you something, dude. Since you're a fucking tool and couldn't pick up the phone, your jack shit prize of the week is to watch Gorilla get a lap dance from Studio Troll if we can get her back in here. That's going to be your jack shit prize of the week.
Better jack shit prize than we ever get anybody.
Who's buying this one?
I got the dollars. Okay, so here we go. That's right. Creedence Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou.
That is your shitty MIDI.
That's right. The shitty MIDI this week would be
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on the Bayou.
But I
you really just have a hard time saying that, don't you?
Well, no, I'm just looking at someone saying I have
what?
No, sorry, my girlfriend came over and I got to kissing on her. Born on the Bayou, good song, but I hate it when they turn it to this.
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell's going on. All right, so hey,
I think it's time.
It is time
once
for
again.
The all important.
Do you have that music ready?
I have the music ready.
All right, let's hit it.
See here. Well, hold on. We got to get the.
Did it me?
Oh, hang on. I fucked it up again. All right, here we go. This week's Mad Props. That's right, it's time for Mad Props, where we here at Spankwagon thank you, our almost loyal listeners. Who do we got this week, Chief?
And this week we have BNM.
Mad Props.
We have Shazad.
Mad Props.
We have the Juke.
Incorrect Props.
Let's see. Who else we got?
We got
in
Toe.
Here?
Toe,
yes.
Toe.
Mad
Toe
Props.
And of course, the Evervescent
Virtual One.
Mad Props. Woo! And that would be this week's Mad Props. Guys, we're just about out of time here. We do love coming to you guys here. Why don't you go ahead and break it down for us?
All right. This has been another episode of wonderful Spankwagon Radio. I have to give a couple shout-outs here. Thank you to our host studio, LV Rocks.
Sorry about the Mentos.
Yeah, sorry about the Mentos stains. And also our syndicates, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio for me.
And that would be the Juke. Why don't you give him some extra clackers for that one? That's just for you, Juke. What else we got there?
Let's see here. We also have our Spankwagon friends, All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP.
That's right. Big thanks to the guys at LB Rocks for letting us come on in. This has been a Trencherless production. Ha 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 ha. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We got other things to say, guys. Don't forget to go in and check out our MySpace. That would be myspace.com/Spankwagon. Is it Spankwagon or Spankwagon Radio?
It's Spankwagon.
Okay, so myspace.com/Spankwagon. Don't forget to check out performact.com where you can help save us internet radio. Anyone else we want to thank?
Just thank every loyal listener out there. And remember, if you don't find us here live,
you'll find us in the archive.
That's right, spankwagon.net. Check us all out, kids. We're out of here.
See ya! Yeah.
For those of you that are still listening, just a heads up, next week in the studio, porn star,
for a while.
Spit it out because I know. You should come clean because I know.